From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump repeated his view that a historic meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un set for June 12 in Singapore may not take place.
See what happens, whether or not it happens. If it does, that'll be great. It'll be a great thing for North Korea. And if it doesn't, that's okay, too. Whatever it is, it is.
He said preparations continue in setting conditions for the meeting. If it does take place, he said it could turn out to be a great session for North Korea and the rest of the world.
For a short period of time, we've been dealing with North Korea, and it's been a, good experience. We have three hostages back. They're home. They're living with their families. They're very, very happy. And so I can only speak for a very short period of time, but it's been a relationship that seems to be working, and we'll see how long it continues to work.
Mr. Trump met Tuesday with his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, at the White House. Mr. Moon spoke through an interpreter.
Thanks to your vision of achieving peace through strength, as well as your strong leadership, we are looking forward to the first ever U.S.-North Korea summit, and we find ourselves standing one step closer to the dream of achieving complete denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula and world peace.
North Korea last week indicated it might call off the meeting over U.S.-South Korea military drills and demands it unilaterally denuclearize. Meanwhile, the North allowed South Korean journalists to join other members of the foreign media to witness the destruction of its nuclear test site, expected to take place between Wednesday and Friday. In Democratic Republic of Congo, Ebola death toll now at 27, with two new fatalities reported from the deadly virus, one in the northwest city of Mbandaka, a city of a million. The health ministry said six more confirmed cases have been reported, along with two suspected cases. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday said there's no deal yet to lift the seven-year ban on the sale of American-made parts to the giant Chinese telecom, ZTE, but there might be a settlement as part of ongoing trade talks between the world's two biggest economies.
I envision a very large fine. I envision perhaps new management, new board of directors, very tight security rules, but we caught them doing bad things. We caught them, not anybody else. We caught them doing bad things. And we essentially made it so difficult that it was shut down. By shutting them down, we're hurting a lot of American companies.
ZTE sanctioned for violating the U.S. ban on trade with Iran and North Korea. Venezuela has ordered expulsion of two U.S. diplomats following the imposition of new sanctions aimed at choking off financing to the government of President Nicolas Maduro. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert had little to say about that diplomatic incident.
I can say we completely reject the false allegations that have been made by the Maduro regime against our two colleagues, and I have nothing further beyond that.
She did condemn what she called Sunday's sham election, in which Mr. Maduro won a second term with 67% of the vote, despite a sharp decline in voter participation. The U.S. Tuesday increased pressure on Iran, blacklisting five Iranians who allegedly supply ballistic missile technology to Houthi rebels in Yemen. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who Monday warned that Tehran faced the strongest sanctions in history, spoke about the matter again Tuesday.
We asked them to stop firing missiles into Riyadh. This is not a fantasy to imagine the Iranians making a decision not to fire missiles into another nation and threatening American lives that travel through that airport. It's not a fantasy to ask them to cease engaging in terror. These were all a set of demands, the demands we put on the rest of the world.
The secretary called them a set of simple requirements that, if met, would benefit the Iranian people. In India's southern Tamil Nadu state, at least nine people were killed Tuesday when police opened fire on protesters who turned violent, demanding the closure of a copper smelter, which they allege caused pollution and harms local fisheries. The rights group Amnesty International says it has evidence armed Rohingya Muslims killed scores of Hindu civilians last year. It said nearly 100 were killed by members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, part of the violence that targeted security forces in Myanmar, known as Burma, that prompted a security crackdown. Israeli warplanes destroyed a boat moored in Gaza City early Wednesday. The military said the strike was aimed at military targets of Hamas. No casualties reported. Investors reacted with uncertainty surrounding the U.S.-North Korea meeting. The Dow Jones, having gained 300 points Monday, lost about half that on Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.